evangelization process. We have been extremely concerned that science applications have good networking conditions, because if they don't, we know, this small group here knows, that it's very hard to do science if we don't have good networks. However, the decision makers have been very slow to grasp the importance of networking for allowing science in the modern era. We have struggled for a very long time in trying to set up good networks. And the origin of this seminar started with our friend Larry Smart from the Calliope Square, now the Qualcomm Institute in UCSD. Many years ago, probably 13 or 14 years ago, Larry gave a presentation, we got a chance to meet, and he said, Calliope Square was recently formed, it was starting, had been funded by the government of the state of California. And he said, we need to be an international institute. And if we cannot work with Mexico, I don't know who we can work with. And I told him that it was going to be a long process, but that we should start work on having better networking between Mexico and the United States. We agree that the focal point for the first connections should be close to the border. Mexico City was the main hub of science, but it was very far away in terms of fiber and miles. So we decided to start a building a connection between California in the U.S. and California in Mexico. We had on the Mexican side a huge problem, because there was no fiber at the time. Nobody sold fiber IRUs. We convinced the local cable company, Cablemas, at that time, was still in the belt of ground, part of the Televisa group, that, first of all, that they needed fiber to streamline their cable operations. It was basically, they could reduce their operating cost if their cable head end could operate remotely from Tijuana. And eventually, they built the fiber between Ensenada and Tijuana. A few years after, we were able to convince them that they could get some sort of a social responsibility pin, on their labels, their lapels, for providing fiber to the university system. Then they were bought out when they were about ready to do it. We had a huge years of discussion with Televisa Group about the convenience of having high bandwidth connections available for universities. And finally, we were able to get a reasonable deal for a link between Tijuana and Ensenada. UNAM was part of that effort, not only CICESE, which is basically the main focal point of the initial efforts in California. Then we needed to tackle the cross-border connection. And we were able to get NSF, National Science Foundation, funding for an IRU that would help us cross the border from Tijuana into Los Angeles. This was also a very complex process. The National Science Foundation had not worked with Mexico on connectivity for a very long time. They were key when the initial connections were done. We were able to get a grant from NSF to install a cross-border link into Tijuana. This was also a very cumbersome process. We formed a consortium with Florida International University and obviously with the California Network, CINIC, and we were able to get a small grant to put fiber across the border in Mexico. And after we had the link, we had no applications. We started by deploying the node, the visualization node of the OptiCounter project in Ensenada. And some days we could do a demo, and then nothing. And the link was pretty barren for a very long time. And Larry, which is very strong enthusiastic, working with Mexico, and a very big friend, said, let's do a workshop. And we can start bringing people to discuss the need for networking, even though they are not yet doing much. But we can start developing a network of US and Mexico researchers that can use the network to do better science. And we agreed to convoke a seminar in Ensenada, in CICESE, that we want big data to big networks. And this is the third version of big data big networks. And the idea is to create an inventor for projects that can use and are demanding broadband, huge connections, to be able to do the work. Connectivity between Mexico and the United States is now critical. The Ensenada connection is very isolated. We have not been able to get fiber or high capacity fiber from central Mexico into California. We have a West Coast home. No? All the traffic from the West Coast has to come up to Mexico and they will go back home to Texas, into the U.S. academic network infrastructure. We were able, with the help of Diana Natalicio, the dean of the University of Texas El Paso, to lay fiber from Ciudad Juárez to El Paso. Very short fiber, but critical for Mexican infrastructure, because then we can start riding on the American part of the infrastructure. However, the United States is way behind Mexico in increasing the capacity of the connection in Texas. Today, we have a couple of 1 gig links operational across Texas. But projects like FOC, projects like the collaboration with the CERN, with the European Atomic Research Center in Switzerland, are basically creating huge demand for those links. And now they're becoming critical. So last year, we formed another consortium to answer a call of NSF called International Research Network Connectivity. And we were able to convene the California network, the Texas network, University, the International Florida University, FIU, Tec de Monterrey, UNAM, Universidad de Guadalajara, and CISES. And we proposed a project to reinforce border connectivity in El Paso, create a new cross-border link on the West Coast in Nogales, between Nogales and Arizona, and to try to connect the existing link in California with the rest of the Mexican infrastructure, basically the electricity commission fiber, which today does not have a connection to Baja. The project was presented last year, and regretfully, it has not been approved because they claim that there is no science behind the link yet. I think it's the responsibility of this group to make it very clear that if you want to do science, we need good connections. And that's the purpose of the big Data Big Networks workshop. Get an inventory, force people to write down the projects, their collaborative efforts, and press the decision-making authorities that this is critical for Mexico to go into the next stage